Welcome to the audio boot tour of Oxford. I'm Rory Bremner, sort of. For many years, I lived here in Oxfordshire with my family, and coming into the city always felt like a real treat. Every time you turn down a cobbled street, wander inside an intimate college quad, or glance up at a soaring spire, you're struck by Oxford's magical combination of history and architectural brilliance. It's a real pleasure to take you on this walking tour of one of my favourite places. You're standing right in the heart of the city at Carfax Tower. The word Carfax probably means four forks, and it marks the point where the main roads to the north, the south, the east and the west come together. The city was founded by the Anglo-Saxons in the 9th century, built on a gravel terrace above the floodplains of the River Thames. In its early years, it was a border town between the kingdoms of Mercia and Wessex. According to medieval legend, a Mercian princess, Frideswide, founded a community of holy women where Christchurch Cathedral now stands as she attempted to escape an undesirable suitor. That's just a legend, but we know for sure that the Norman conquest of 1066 had a disastrous effect on the city, and the Domesday Book recorded nearly half the houses as being laid waste. But by the 12th century, Oxford had recovered economically and was an important provincial town with a population of 4 or 5,000, which was large for England at that time. Oxford has long been an alternative capital city. Charles I tried to rule from here during the Civil War, and no Nazi bombs fell on the university during the Second World War because, it is said, Hitler had decided to make Oxford the headquarters for his occupation of Britain, a fact that's often disputed by the people of Cambridge. Carfax Tower, which you're standing next to, is all that remains of the 12th century St Martin's Church, which has actually been demolished twice. It was knocked down for the last time at the end of the 19th century to allow for the widening of the roads, but the tower remains. Have a look for the clock on the facade, adorned by two mechanical figures known as quarterboys. You can go up the 99 steps to the top of the tower for a small fee, and on a clear day, you'll be rewarded by wonderful views across the city. When you're ready to move on to our next stop, follow the route indicated on the map and head down St Aldate's. Keep your eyes up and look for the tower with a domed spire, known as Tom Tower.